Yeah, you know, that's the last team that beat us. So it's a lot of motivation, I think. And you know, we've been talking about this whole week. You know, that was the last team to come in and beat us. And basically, you know, they did everything better than we did. And our main focus is to go out and try to do some stuff as a whole group. You know, defense, offense, and special team to try to get the W.
Is there a benefit in that game being somewhat recent?
Benefit? I think so. You know, I feel like they can't change much, but they, you know, also came because they done had a little time. But I think the main thing is just going out and trying to convert what we got and trying to do a better job than what we did last time because, you know, they threw a lot of different things at us and, you know, they caught us off guard sometimes. But, you know, I think our best thing is, you know, trying to go out and do better.
So was that game kind of a wake-up call for you guys?
I think so. You know, I think it was good for us. You know, I don't know how to say that it's good that we lost, but you know, it's kind of a wake-up call. You know, we can be beat. We just got to go out and be able to play Broncos football. So I think that was a good loss for us at that time.
DT, what specifically is it? Do you think you guys need to do better compared to the last time when you guys played and we're only on the field for about 20 minutes?
I think as a whole group of offense, defense, and special teams, you know, we have to have a better, you know, more energy. And I feel like we have more energy, you know, you have guys out there flying around and, you know, just having fun. And the main thing I feel like is energy and just knowing what you're doing once you're on the field so you can play fast.
How much does last year's playoff experience help as far as this year?
You know, it helped because, you know, it's win or go home, you know. Every team that you play from here on out is either, you know, you're going home or you're winning. And I think the main thing with that is, you know, everybody know if we don't go out and play our game, you know, we're going to be going home again, and we don't want that.
Do you ever have to calm down in the huddle or on the sideline, or is that even possible?
It's not possible. You just let him do what he want to do because he come off, you know, he's fired up after every play. He jump up fast. He talking trash. He always looking at the other sideline. So, you know, you just let No Son be himself.
So you can't muzzle him then if he's talking trash? You can't?
Nah. Just try to get him back in the huddle, you know, so we can keep going.
How big of a benefit would it be to have Wes Walker back? You didn't have him last time he played 10 years.
You know, I think it would be big, you know. The main thing with that, you know, they played us a certain way because we didn't have him, I think. And with him back, you know, I feel like they'll try to switch it up. But, you know, you never know, but I think our main thing is, you know, that's another, you know, threat on the field that can help us out.
What's the balance between being on point and being focused for a game this big and having fun with it at the same time? I mean, is that a balance you have to strike, or do you just go out and have fun, or do you just go out and...
And the balance is, you know, throughout the week, you do your job, and by the time the game comes, you know, you go out and have fun. You know what you're doing when you get on the field, so the main thing is having fun. And trying to get a win, of course.
Peyton allows you to have fun at this time of year?
You know, Peyton don't allow a lot of people to do nothing, so I'm gonna go no. But, you know, we still try to have fun.